From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. We begin this hour with an ending. Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple, died yesterday at the age of 56. He'd struggled with pancreatic cancer since being diagnosed in 2003. Jobs was celebrated around the world today with mourners gathering at Apple stores, leaving flowers, candles, iPod earbuds, and notes of appreciation. Heads of state from Mexico to India spoke admiringly of the man who breathed life into the personal computer and revolutionized the way we listen to music. In a moment, we'll take a closer look at the Steve Jobs aesthetic and the importance of design to Apple's remarkable success. But first, we visited two Apple stores here in Washington, D.C. and in Santa Monica, California, and we asked people for their first Apple memories.
Paul Klein from D.C.
The first Apple product I had was an iMac, and I mean, it's been incredible. Everything has changed since then. Like, I came down today because my phone stopped working, and it's like absolute panic to not have it. It's like an Apple product is an extension of yourself.
My name is Ali Muhaqqiq. I'm from Santa Monica, 6th Street. It was iPhone. I got it as my birthday gift. Actually put entire communication, internet, and learning in my pocket.
BJ Adams from Washington, D.C. I got my iPad for my 80th birthday, and I love it. I'm taking it on a trip next week because I get library books on it, and I do art, all the art apps.
I'm Kyle Callahan from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm 17 years old. The first Apple product I had was, I believe, a third-generation iPod. And back when I got it, I had about 20 songs on it, and now I still use that exact same one, except I have 10,000 songs on it. So it's kind of cool to see how much that's changed as my interests have changed in life and everything.